Welcome to this Intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on designing and arranging a dubwise bass wobble for drum and bass. This is one of those techniques that can completely change the energy of a drop. You are not just making a bass sound here. You are building movement, tension, and identity. In DNB, that matters a lot, because the drums already do so much of the rhythmic heavy lifting. Your bass has to lock in, speak clearly, and still leave room for the kick and snare to hit hard. So the goal in this lesson is pretty specific. We are going to build a clean sub, a wobbling mid-bass layer, and then arrange the whole thing so it feels like an actual drop, not just a loop that keeps repeating. We will use stock Ableton devices, keep the workflow fast, and focus on choices that make the bass sit properly in a real DNB context. First thing, set up a clean writing template. Create separate tracks for drums, sub-bass, mid-bass wobble, effects and atmosphere, and a reference track. That reference track is important. Pick a darker roller, a dubwise drop, or a jungle influence tune with a strong bass relationship to the drums. Use utility to roughly match the gain so you are comparing energy, not just volume. And keep some headroom on the master. Around minus 6 dB peak before mastering is a good target. In DNB, low end gets dense fast, and headroom gives the bass space to breathe. Also, color code your tracks. Seriously, in a busy project that saves time every session, keep your bass tracks visually separate from the drums so you can move quickly. Now let's build the sub first. This is the foundation, and the sub should stay simple. Use something like operator, wave-eatable, or even analog if you want a basic tone. The point here is not character. The point is weight. A great starting move is a sine wave in mono, with no stereo widening and short, controlled note lengths. If you are an operator, just use oscillator as a sine and turn off the rest. Keep the envelope tight enough that notes do not blur into each other. Then add utility after the instrument and set the width to 0%. That keeps the low end locked dead center, where it belongs. When you write the sub pattern, think fewer notes, not more. A strong two-bar root note pattern with one or two smart changes will usually hit harder than a busy line. In DNB, the sub has a very important job. It holds the floor while everything else moves around it. If the sub gets too busy or too stereo, the whole drop starts to feel weaker. Now move on to the wobble layer. This is where the character comes in. Load wave-eatable and start with a sound that has enough harmonic content to speak on small speakers. A good starting point is a saw or a basic shape on oscillator 1, and a slightly detuned saw or square blend on oscillator 2. Keep the unison low, maybe 2 to 4 voices, with subtle detune. You want motion, not massive width. Set a low-pass filter, maybe 24 dB, and use moderate drive. Not too much, we are aiming for controlled movement, not a giant wash. The cutoff will depend on the note range, but somewhere in the low to mid hundreds of hertz is a good starting zone. Add a bit of resonance, but keep it tasteful. Then set up an LFO to modulate the filter cutoff. Sync to something like 1/8 or 1/16th notes, depending on how tight you want the wobble to feel. This is the core trick. Keep the motion rhythmic and musical. If you want a more dubwise, talking kind of feel, use a little glide or portamento so notes can slide into each other. A short glide time can add a lot of attitude without sounding flashy. Next, shape the tone with stock effects. Put saturator after wave-eatable. Turn soft clip on and add a little drive for harmonic bite. Then use EQA to clean up the mud if needed. You do not want to carve up the sub layer too aggressively, but the wobble layer can usually handle some cleanup. After that, use utility to control mono or stereo width depending on the layer. The sub stays mono. The wobble can beat a little wider, but do not go overboard. In DNB, low-end width is often where things fall apart. If you want a heavier sound, try building a simple rack with parallel grit. One chain stays clean for clarity, another chain gets distorted for aggression, and maybe the third chain is bandpassed for extra mid-range speaking power. Blend them with macros. That gives you more control, and it is often cleaner than just slamming one effect too hard. Now write the MIDI as a phrase, not as a loop. This is where a lot of people go wrong. They make a bass sound that is cool in isolation, but the rhythm does not actually answer the drums. Think call and response. Think two-bar sentences. Think tension and release. A strong DNB idea is something like this. Bar 1 gives you a short bass statement. Bar 2 answers, with a different rhythm or slightly different filter, position. Then bars 3 and 4 add varination and release. You can do that with the same notes just by changing note length, cutoff, slide, or velocity. The line does not need to be complicated to feel alive, and pay attention to where the snare lands. In drum and bass, The snare is usually a major anchor. If your bass is constantly stepping on the snare, the groove can get cloudy. So try placing the strongest bass hits just before or just after the backbeat. That gives the drums room to punch through while the bass still feels active. Now add automation, because this is where the Dubwise personality really starts to show up. Automate the filter cutoff, the LFO amount or rate, the saturator drive, the delay send, and maybe the output level on the wobble layer. You do not need to automate everything constantly. In fact, less is usually more. A really effective move is to open the filter slightly at the end of every two bar phrase, or push a delay send on just the last note of a bar, then cut it off sharply on the next downbeat. That kind of contrast makes the bass feel performed, not pasted in. You can use echo for dub style throws, with a synced 1/8 or 1/4 note delay, moderate feedback, and filtered repeats so the echoes sit behind the main bass instead of washing over it. This is one of the key differences between a loop and a finished drop. The arrangement logic starts to show. The bass becomes part of the movement of the track. Now make sure the bass and drums are really locking. If you are using a break, slice it cleanly in simpler or drum rack. Keep your snare and hat transients crisp, and do not let the low mids build up too much. If the bass feels late or muddy, shorten the note lengths and reduce the tails. In fast DNB, a tighter bass often feels heavier because it leaves more room for the drums to land. Group your drums and maybe use a light glue compressor if needed, but keep it subtle. You want glue, not squashing. And always check the relationship between kick, snare, sub, and wobble. If those four elements feel right on their own, the rest of the arrangement usually falls into place much more easily. Now let's turn the loop into a real drop. A good practical structure is something like this. The first two bars establish the groove. Bars 3 and 4 add a variation or an open filter move. Bars 5 and 6 strip some notes or add a delay throw. And bars 7 and 8 bring the main phrase back with a little extra grit or maybe an octave move. A useful arrangement habit in DNB is to change something every two bars. It does not have to be huge. It could be the bass rhythm tweak, a drum fill, a filter movement, an FX hit, or even a brief moment of silence. Small changes keep the drop evolving and prevent it from feeling looped. Also, do not underestimate the power of subtraction. A half bar dropout can hit way harder than a new layer. Drop the wobble out for two beats, let the drums breathe, then bring the bass back with a stronger transient or a brighter filter setting. That kind of move creates impact without clutter. If you want even more character, consider resampling the bass to audio once the idea is working. This is a very useful intermediate workflow move in Ableton. It makes editing faster, and it lets you do things like reverse tails, stutters, tiny fades, and cut-up fills. In Jungle and Darker, DNB especially, audio editing can give the bass more personality than trying to synthesize every tiny variation from scratch. Here is a good mindset for this part. Think in energy layers. The sub is the floor. The wobble is the motion. The effects are the atmosphere. If the bass feels impressive when soloed but weak with the drums, reduce complexity before adding more. In DNB, clarity usually beats density. A few practical variation ideas can help a lot here. Swap only the last note of every four-bar cycle. Flip the rhythm accents so the second half of the phrase answers the first half differently. Make one phrase more muted, and the next more open by changing cutoff or delay rather than rewriting the whole line. Drop a single note an octave lower for impact, then immediately return to the main register. Those little changes can make a drop feel alive without losing its identity. And one more important thing, use velocity, even with synth bass. Small velocity changes can subtly affect how the filter or amp responds, and that helps the line feel played, not programmed. It is a small detail, but it adds up. Here is a strong practice target. Build a four-bar Dubwise bass phrase with only a handful of notes. Keep the sub separate. Design the wobble with filter movement and a little drive. Add saturator and EQ8. Program a clear call and response. Automate the cutoff so bar 4 opens slightly more than bar 1. Add one echo throw on the last bass hit. Then duplicate the loop and change only one thing. Just one. A new note, a slide, or a filter move. That is the kind of focused iteration that builds real workflow speed. If you can mute the drums and the bass still feels rhythmic and intentional, that is a great sign. And when you bring the drums back in, the bass should feel like it belongs there, not like it is competing for space. So to recap, keep your sub and wobble separate. Use wavy double, saturator, EQ8, utility, and echo to build a double-wise bass with movement and weight. Phrase the bass like a conversation with the drums. Automate sparingly but with purpose. Arrange in 2-bar or 4-bar changes so the loop becomes a proper drop. And resample when you want faster editing and more character. If you lock the bass rhythm to the drums while keeping the sub tight, you are already thinking like a serious DNB producer. Now go build that wobble, keep it focused, and make the drop speak.